Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is expected to make appearances today at a rally in Everett and a fundraiser at an undisclosed location in the Seattle area. Pollsters give Trump little chance of winning Washington State in November. The state has not chosen a Republican for president in more than 30 years. So why would the Trump campaign head to the traditionally liberal Seattle area? KUOW's investigative reporter John Ryan has the story.
By coming to Western Washington, Trump is heading into largely enemy territory. The latest polls give Democrat Hillary Clinton a double-digit lead over Trump statewide. In King County, the Elway poll gives Clinton more than a 40-point lead. Even much of the Republican establishment here has turned its back on its top candidate. The Republican nominee for governor, Bill Bryant, says he'll be volunteering at a homeless shelter during Trump's rally. The Trump campaign canceled this week's trip to Portland, where the politics also lean to the left. None of that is stopping Trump from rallying in Washington.
I think it's incredible. We have a presidential candidate who's coming to Washington State three times to speak directly to the people in free public rallies. That's something you just don't see from the Democrat candidate.
Doug Erickson is a state senator from Ferndale and a Trump campaign spokesperson.
He believes that if he's going to be in Washington, he wants to meet with the people, not just go to the rich suburbs, get a check, and cut out of town.
So far, Washington has not been fertile fundraising territory for Trump either. Hillary Clinton has raised eight times more money in Washington State than Donald Trump has, nearly $6 million for her, just $700,000 for him. Even a disparity that big doesn't mean it's a bad idea for a candidate to come calling here. Margaret O'Meara studies presidential campaigns. She's a historian at the University of Washington.
In a place like Seattle, a candidate of either party can do one event with a small group of very deep-pocketed donors and raise a heck of a lot of money in a very little time. And that certainly seems to be what Trump is doing in his visit. And he's just tagging on a rally as a bonus to that.
Candidates for both parties visited Washington before the state primaries. But O'Meara says it's rare for a party's nominee to visit our state, except to use the Seattle area's concentrated wealth as a sort of ATM. Presidential rallies this close to the November election are almost unheard of here. Trump's advisors have reportedly urged him to be more strategic with his time and knock off the rallies in states that are bright blue or deeply red. O'Meara says Trump doesn't sacrifice all that much when he visits non-battleground states like Washington. That's because of his unusual ability to draw media coverage with incendiary rhetoric.
He's going to places that aren't swing states, but he also is doing rallies not just for the people who are there in the airplane hangar or the auditorium that he's talking to. They are media events, because wherever Trump goes, it becomes national news, and he can reach voters across the country.
The big rally in Everett is expected to draw big press coverage and protests. The secretive fundraiser, not so much. The campaign wouldn't even say which rich suburb it's being held in. The rally is free. The fundraiser costs at least $2,700 to get in. For just $10,000, you can get a photo of yourself with Donald Trump. Reporting in Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.